I'm Hank Davis, and this is Podcast Gear News for August 2025. The new Rodecaster Video Firmware 1.2 launches now, and it is introducing a powerful suite of updates designed to elevate live production. Key features include full NDI, that's network device interface support, with PTZ camera control, updates to Rode Capture for seamless iOS video integration, and creative tools like LumaKing, key masking, and layer stretch for professional overlays. Users can now add inputs as overlays, enable auto switching with the Rodecaster Pro 2 and Duo, and customize visuals with rounded corners. Alongside these, the release delivers minor UI improvements, new output mixes, and ISO recording synchronization, ensuring smoother workflows and more dynamic video content creation. Be sure to head to Rode.com for more information. HyperX has introduced a new gaming and podcasting microphone called Flipcast, which features XLR and USB connectivity. The Flipcast has a multifunction wheel that lets you adjust mic gain or control a monitor mix, a tap-to-mute button, and a couple of onboard audio filters. The filters include a voice clarity mode and high-pass filter. There's also RGB lighting, and the LEDs function as an input level meter during recording. In USB mode, the microphone supports 32-bit recording up to 192 kHz. The Flipcast will retail for $229.99 in the U.S. Gator Frameworks has released a new low-profile broadcast microphone boom arm. This low-profile boom ensures an unobstructed view of the host or guest, making it ideal for video recording and live streaming. It can clamp on desks up to 2.17 inches thick. It has a 33-inch arm extension, 360-degree rotation, 90-degree vertical movement, and an integrated cable management channel with a magnet cover to hide XLR or USB cables. The boom arm retails for $99.99 in the U.S., which is $30 cheaper than the exact same looking boom arm Gator Frameworks makes for Shure microphones. There's a new compact audio interface that shows promise. The Blackstar Polar Go is a two-channel portable USB-C audio interface that retails for $129.99 in the U.S. The Polar Go has dual USB-C ports, with one dedicated to power and the other to data. It also has a 3.5 millimeter stereo output for headphones, a combo jack, 48 volts phantom power, and a power button. The Polar Go is tiny at only 3.1 inches long, with an internal battery that provides up to 6 hours of operation. It also has a built-in metal plate that you could use with magnetic phone holders. The Polar Go works with iOS, Android, Mac, Windows, and a whole host of applications. They also have the Polar Go app, which provides video capture, presets, and the intelligent magic wand tool for analyzing your audio and creating the perfect mix. The Polar Go doesn't even require an external mic, as it comes equipped with their Pro Capture stereo microphone technology, which they claim delivers stunning detail that far surpasses your phone's microphone. The interface is 24-bit and 48 kilohertz, and the combo jack provides 46 dB of gain. Podcast Gear News is brought to you by listeners like you. Whether you're a fellow podcaster or you run a podcast business, I have Patreon and PayPal links in the description. Thank you for your support. CAD launched the PA28 inline preamp for dynamic and ribbon microphones. As the name suggests, the CAD PA28 provides 28 dB of clean gain. The PA28 is in the build style of a FET head, which allows you to plug the device directly into the XLR port of the microphone, so you don't need another cable for use like some Cloudlifter style units. The PA28 is low impedance and ensures a clean signal over long cable runs, and it retails for $49.99. Vortex and Rode's collaboration CallMe was released to the public last month. The CallMe service first appeared on my radar back in January of 2024. Rode released a follow-up firmware update that addresses some overall improvements to the new service. With both free and paid tiers, CallMe looks to potentially take a bite out of the podcast guest connection services like Squadcast, which is a part of Descript now, and Riverside. For a full rundown, check out my YouTube channel, link in the description. Lastly, audio gear retailer B&H Photo Video has once again partnered with Rode Microphones to bring a special version of the Rode WS-14 windscreen for the B&H and Rode PodMic 50th Anniversary Edition, which came in red. B&H's PodMic has a red grille that differs from the color of Rode's typical red WS-14, hence the need to make a new color to match it. It's also right in line price-wise with Rode's other PodMic windscreens, coming in at $29. Coming soon, in September, it looks like I'll finally be able to talk about one of the three new microphones I alluded to last month. Please make sure you subscribe to this podcast and share this show out there with your friends who would be interested in podcast gear news. On my YouTube channel recently, I shared the gear I use for a portable podcast setup. I discussed the delay of Zoom's wireless microphone capsule 3.0 system, a new timecode device, plus the updated firmware for the H6 Essential Handy Recorder. And I also talked about Rode's Call Me service and updated firmware. Thank you for listening to September 2025's edition of Podcast Gear News. I'll catch you next month.